乃曼这个元帅是亚兰军队的这个元帅。
And we must have heard the story of Naaman, who was an officer in the Roman army.
可是我们很少去提到在他生命里面的这个无名英雄。
However, most often we do not hear about the nameless heroes in his life.
这个乃曼元帅他的成功不是因为他是元帅。
And Naaman, his accomplishments was not that he was the officer.
Commander.
Oh, commander.
因为在亚兰军队里面有很多的元帅。
Because in the Roman army, there are many commanders.
亚兰军队 Aramean.
Oh, Aramean army.
那么世界里面有很多的元帅。
And in the world, there are many commanders.
所以他的成功不是因为他是元帅。
And his accomplishment or his success was not because he was a commander.
他的成功是因为他来认识神，得到神的恩典。
And his accomplishment was that he was able to come to know God.
这个乃曼元帅是非犹太人。
And the Naaman, the commander, was a Gentile?
Non-Jew.
Oh, non-Jew.
要一个地位高贵的一个不是犹太人来认识这位真神，得到神的恩典这相当困难。
And for a non-Jewish person to come know God is very difficult.
而且他有这个地位
Oh, and he also had status.
他又是以色列的仇敌，他也是打败以色列的人。
And he is an enemy of the Israelite people.
那今天呢，就想用这个题目来做我们互相勉励。让我们可以准备好我们将要来临的年会。
So, today I would like you to use this topic as an encouragement.
我们来看这个《列王记下》第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 5.
列王记下》第五章。
2 Kings chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1.
到16节。
To 16.
列王记下第五章
2 Kings chapter 5
第一节
Verse 1
亚兰王的元帅乃曼在他主人面前为尊为大因神曾借他使亚兰人得胜他又是大人的勇士只是长了大麻风第二节
Verse 2
先前亚兰人成群的出去从以色列国掳了一个小女子这小女子这女子就服侍乃曼的妻第三节
Verse 3
她对祖母说巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知必能治好她的大麻风第四节
Verse 4
乃曼进去告诉她主人说以色列国的女子如此说第五节
Verse 5
亚兰王说你可以去我也答信于以色列王于是乃曼对乃曼带银子使他年得金子6000色克勒衣裳十套就去了第六节
Verse 6
且带信给以色列王信上说我打发臣仆乃曼去见你你接到这信就要治好他的大麻风第七节
Verse 7
以色列王看了信就撕裂衣服说我岂是神能使人死使人活呢这人竟打发人来叫我治好他的大麻风你们看一看这人何以寻衅攻击我呢第八节
Verse
8神人以利沙听见以色列王撕裂衣服就打发人去见王说你为什么撕裂了衣服呢可使那人到我这里来他就知道以色列中有先知了第九节
Verse 9
于是乃曼带着车马到了以利沙的家站在门前第十节
Verse 10
以利沙打发了一个使者对乃曼说你去在约旦河中沐浴七回你的肉就必复原而得洁净十一节
Verse 11
乃曼却发怒走了说我想他必定出来见我站着求告主他神的名 在患处以上摇手治好这大麻风。十二节
Verse 12、
大麻色的和亚巴拿和法尔法岂不比以色列的一切水更好吗？我在那里沐浴不得洁净吗？于是气愤愤地转身去了。十三节
Verse 13，
他的仆人进前来对他说，我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做呢？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？十四节
Verse 14，
于是南曼下去照着神人的话在约旦河里沐浴七回，他的肉复原，好像小孩子的肉，他就洁净了。十五节
Verse 15，
南曼带着一切跟随他的人回到神人那里，站在他面前说，如今我知道除了以色列之外普天下没有神，现在求你收点仆人的礼物。十六节，以利沙说，我指着所侍奉永生的主起誓，我必不收。南曼再三的求他，他却不收。在这里记载着南曼元帅如何得到这个大麻风，得到洁净，而且认识这位真神。
And here it records how Naaman, who had leprosy, was healed, and how he came to know God.
这个是而且在主耶稣那时代提到说以利沙有信心他的大麻风得到洁净。在那时候，以色列人有很多是长大麻风的，可是没有一个人得到洁净。
And in the time of Elisha, there are actually many people who had leprosy, but many people did not have faith, and they were not healed.
所以这个南曼元帅可以得到洁净，借着他的信心，这是他的伟大的地方。
And how Naaman, the commander, was able to receive to be healed was out of his faith.
可是人常常成功的时候，都有一些无名的英雄在帮助他们。
And however, in him becoming healed, there was actually many nameless heroes that helped him.
有句俗语说了，每一个成功的男人在后面有一个什么贤德的妻子。
And there's saying that for every successful man, there is a
virtuous wife.
Virtuous wife.
Behind him.
Behind him.
那么同样的，一个这个圣公兴旺的教会绝对有很多这个安安静静没有名的这个好的信徒在后面做事。
And for good church, there are many humble and people and workers are behind it.
那在南曼元帅里的这个生命谁是他的无名英雄呢
？And so who are the nameless heroes in Naaman's life?
让他可以得到神的恩典，而且认识神。
That let him be able to receive the blessing from God.
第一个呢，就是这个以色列的小女子。
And the first is a young girl from Israel.
这个小女子我相信她的行为应该是相当不错的，而且她这个人应该长得漂亮又很聪明。
And I believe that this girl had good actions and must have been very smart and beautiful.
在列王记下第五章提到说，这个亚兰军队出去后来去一个以色列第一个地方掳了一些人来，其中有一个人是小女子。
And in 2 Kings chapter 5, it tells us that the bands of Aram had gone out and taken captive this young girl.
那这小女子是服侍南曼元帅的太太。
And this young girl served Naaman's wife.
我相信如果我们要送个礼物给我们太太的话，应该是送那个漂亮的吧，聪明的，不是那个阿呆的，后来看着就讨厌的。
And I believe that when we're giving presents to our wives, it would be a gift that is beautiful.
好，那么这个小女子她行为应该是相当不错了。
So this girl, her conduct and actions must have been good.
她跟她的主人的太太说我希望我的主人可以去见你。以色列的这个先知他这样一说他太太就转达给他的先生去跟国王说。
And that is because once she tells to says to Naaman's wife that if only my master would see the prophet who's in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy. And then his wife, Naaman's wife, automatically told him.
如果这小女子通常生活上这是撒谎懒惰。
And if this young girl if was often lazy or lies.
那听他一讲啊，那个祖母可能想说才怪啊，我看以色列人都像你这样子啊，怎么会医好我先生的病？
Then the Naaman's wife might not have believed her.
啊，所以我们可以看到说这小女子一说话啊，在这个乃曼元帅心里面，还有他的太太心里面，有相当的重的分量。
And so we can see that this young girl, when she speaks, that there is it's worth to his wife.
那这个小女子也蛮大，有信心蛮大的。
And this young girl also had a lot of faith.
啊，圣经上说她是在做小女子的时候就被掳去了。做人家的奴隶。
And it can in the Bible it tells us that she was very young when she was captive, taken captive.
我们不知道她几岁啊，可是最少她有听过这个以利沙所作所为。
And we do not know how old she is, but we know that she has heard about the work of the prophet Elisha.
她真的很相信啊以色列的神。
And she still believes in the God of Israel.
对一个做奴隶的人啊，她真的。很难去跟别人解释说啊，啊，我的神是真神。
And to be someone's slave, it would be very difficult to tell the master that our God is the real God.
啊，别人会问说啊，那如果你的神是真神的话，那你为什么会在我家做奴隶？
And because people may ask her, if your God is a true God, then why are you working as a slave? 啊，
那这小女子很相信。啊，这个以色列的先知啊，以利沙可以医好他的病。
So this young girl had great faith that the prophet Elisha would be able to heal Naaman's illness.
她看到主人碰到问题，她知道说，哎，去找先知。
So when she knew that when her master encountered a problem, that he must go see prophet Elisha.
那这小女子呢，比这个以色列。地的国王还有信心。
And this young girl from Israel had more faith than the king of Israel.
我们看一下这个第五章的第七节。
If we look at 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 7.
啊，圣经记载说以色列王啊看见这信啊就发怒啊就撕裂衣服。
And we can see that in verse 7 that once the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his robes.
啊，他只想到说啊，这个亚兰王就。又来找麻烦了。
And all he could think about was that the king of Aram was causing trouble.
他知道真神，可是他没有去想到说，哎，我可以去求真神来帮助我啊。
And even though he knew about the true God, he did not ask God for help.
那第八节啊，这个神人以利沙就告诉以色列王说，派这个乃曼来我这里，让他知道说以色列有先知。
And in verse 8, Elisha tells the king of Israel to tell Naaman to come to his house so that he may know that there is a prophet in Israel.
我看这个以色列王啊，真的没有把这个以利沙当成先知来看待啊。
And I believe that the king of Israel did not
treat
Elijah rightly as a prophet.
啊，主耶稣在世上说啊，这个没有先知在自己国家、自己乡村啊，被人接受的了。
And Jesus Christ said that no prophet is welcomed in his home country.
说这个以色列王碰到问题啊，不会去靠神。
So when the king of Israel encountered a problem, he did not call on God.
可是这个女孩子呢，碰到问题就会想到这个神的先知啊。
And however, this young girl, once she encounters a problem, she automatically thinks of prophet of God or God himself.
他对神有信心，他对这个乃曼元帅有爱心。
And so she had faith in God, and she also had love towards Naaman.
他告诉他的祖母说啊，我们看一下这个第三节，他说巴不得啊，我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知啊，必能治好他的大麻风。
And in verse 3, she said to her mistress, if only my master would see the prophet who was in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy.
我们可以体会到说，他说巴不得，就是心里真的为他的主人在担心，在焚烧着他的痛苦啊，那个乃曼的痛苦，真的好像是他的痛苦一样。
And if she says, if only, and it is like the pain of Naaman was her own.
那 这个 Naaman 啊，是他的仇敌，是这小女子的仇敌啊。
And actually, Naaman was the enemy of this young girl.
他是被人家从这个以色列狱被抓，后来跑到这个被人带去这个亚兰这个叙利国。
And this is a girl who was taken captive from Israel to Syria.
所以这个女子啊，会想起她，你以前怎么来到我国家里面，可能杀我父母啊，杀我的哥哥弟弟姐妹啊，啊，这个我的那个什么祖母啊，啊，还是外公啊。
And this might have been the person who has killed all of her family members.
那通常如果我们是他的话，我们就想说啊，你看看这个是神给他的报应啊。
And from people, it might think that this is the punishment that God has given to him.
可是他没有这样子想。
But this is not what this is not what the young girl thought.
虽然这个乃曼做错事情，可是他还怎么样？这个小女子还是这样子去爱她，帮助她。
And even though Naaman may have done wrong, this young girl still had love for him.
所以我们要效法这个小女子啊，她虽然圣经上没有记载她的名字，可是她的行为、她的信心、她的爱心啊，值得我们来效法。
And we should follow the example of this young girl in her faith, love, and yeah.
那今天有时候有些人还没传福音就已经对神有怀疑啊。
And many times before we preach the gospel, we might already have doubt.
有时候我跟信徒讲，哎，传福音啊，啊，我对啊，我有个朋友他生病了，可是哦，我怕我传福音给他哦，他说这个我的病真的会好吗？
And some many times I tell church members to preach the gospel and to their friends, and but they may think that, oh, if I preach to this friend who is ill, and if they ask me, oh, will I be healed?
那还没传，已经就想说这个可能八成不会好，他不会来信主，那就不用传了。
So this is before we even preach, and we already are worrying about if we don't have enough faith.
我们所拜的神是全能的神啊。
And we must remember that the God that we worship is almighty.
神若愿意啊，没有一件事他做不成的。
And if God is willing, there's nothing that he cannot do.
那神啊，是相当慈爱的，他给人的恩典啊，是超乎人所求所想的。
And God's blessing to us is filled with love because he gives us more than what we ask for and more than we know.
那神给人的也是按照他们所作所为来报应个人的。
And what God gives us is also according to how we do unto others.
所以我们要对神啊，要有信心，那我们对人呢，要有爱心。
So we must have faith towards God and love towards men.
啊，这是第一个啊，无名英雄。
And this is the first nameless hero.
那第二个无名英雄是这个第十节，我们看。
And the second nameless hero is in verse 10.
当这个南曼元帅啊，带了差不多有1000万美金啊，啊，还有这个很多人啊，去以利沙家里的时候。
And Naaman brought approximately $10 million to Elisha's house.
啊，他是一个元帅啊，可是呢，这以利沙哦没有出来见他，却派一个这个仆人啊跟他讲话。
And this Naaman was a commander. However, Elisha did not come out to meet him, but rather sent a messenger to say to him.
那这个南曼呢，听到这个使者所说的话，他很生气。
And once Naaman heard what Elisha's messenger had to say, he was very angry.
他觉得他没得到尊重。
And he felt that he was not respected.
他怎么没有出来见我呢？
And how,
他这样说。
Because how come Elisha did not come out to meet him?
那这个南曼也是很有头脑的，他说啊，为什么去约旦河受洗呢？我们在我们的国家那两条河啊，比以色列的约旦河还要干净呢。
And he was also very intelligent because he thought, why must I go to Jordan to bathe? Because if not, the river in Abana and Pharpar are cleaner.
那这个南曼呢，也是有个性的人，他有这种先入为主的观念。
So
preconceptions.
So Naaman had preconceptions.
啊，他觉得说啊，这个以利沙出来医好他的病啊，就是要啊求神的名啊，后来在这个患难这个大麻风之处啊，摇一摇手啊，把他医好。
And so Naaman must have thought that Elisha would come out and pray to God and then wave his hand and then his leprosy would be healed.
那这个使者呢，以利沙的使者就这样跟他讲说，你就是去约旦河沐浴七回。他听了觉得说这个答案对他里面所想的什么都不是，他气了就走了。
So when Elisha's messenger said to him to go to wash in the river of Jordan, he was very angry and left.
我们想想看，如果我们是这个以利沙使者，我们有什么感受
？And however, if we think about what would we think, if we were Elisha's messenger, what feelings would we have?
以利沙为什么不出去啊？为什么叫我
？And we might think, why did Elisha send?Me, why didn't he come out himself?
那我为什么我一出去啊，我跟他讲话，讲完话，他气愤愤的离开我。我到底做什么事情啊，得罪他
？And we might think, why was he so angry? Naaman so angry with what we said to him?
那可能听他跟他讲那些话，觉得说好像这个也不知道怎么去帮助他了。
And so we may think that maybe there's nothing that we can do to help him.
那为什么神让这个以利沙差派一个使者去跟他讲话呢
？So why did God allow Elisha's messenger to speak to Naaman?
啊，神其实啊，要人去相信他，而不是要去相信人。
So God actually wants us people to believe in Him and not in other people.
我们能有这种心态啊，这个某某博士、某某的什么有名的讲道家、布道家，哎，这个我才听。那一个这个国语不太会讲的，发音也错误的，文法也错的，后来这个又长得不好看的，啊，来讲，没有兴趣。
People look very outwardly for people who are very charismatic or very are good lecturers. Whether on the other hand, may not want to listen to people who do not speak well or have an accent or attractive people.
So they're not
interested.
那么，如果我们是这样子去听道理的话。那我们到底相信谁啊？我们是相信神的信息呢，还是相信那个人
？However, if we are like this, are we believing in God or are we believing in man?
其实我们是在相信人，我们是没有真的在拜神、啊。
And if we are, then we are actually believing man and not God.
所以这个南曼觉得说、啊、他比神的话还要聪明，他觉得说他不需要听，这不是神的话，他不想听。
So Naaman felt that the message that Elisha's messenger gave to him was not the word of God.
所以从这里我们会学习到说，神常常差派一些这个无名小卒啊，不是小卒啦，对我们来说是无名小卒啦。可是，在神面前呢，是无名英雄啊，来传达他的信息。
And many times, God will send people who are insignificant, but are in fact nameless heroes to serve people.
所以我们如果我们是这个使者的话，我们不要太难过啊。为什么我说的神要我说的话，为什么人家会拒绝我
？So if we are like this messenger, we mustn't be too upset at if people reject the message that we give them.
只是这个人呢、啊，没有福气啦，得到神的恩典呐、
啊。And that it's just that this person may not have the wisdom to receive God's blessing.
那我们可以看到说南曼会拒绝啊，是因为他的骄傲。
And we see that the reason why Naaman rejects the message is because of his pride.
他这种先入为主的观念。
And his preconceptions.
他的逻辑。
And his status.
逻辑 ,logic.
Oh, and his logic.
所以我们要谨慎啊，我们不要像南曼元帅啊，有时候真的人就是因为这三件事情啊，没办法去领受神的，没办法去体会神的恩典。
And so we must be wise and see that see past these three things to God's words.
那我们来看个经节，我们放个书签在这里。
And let us leave a bookmark here.
我们来看这个哥林多前书第一章二十七节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第一章二十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 27.
第一章二十七节。
Chapter 1, verse
27. 27节。
27.
神拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的惭愧，又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的惭愧。
27. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.
28节，神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。
28. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are.
我在想啊，神为什么差派主耶稣生在一个背景很低，就是说生长在一个乡村，是没名的乡村，又那个背景呢，知识那个这个教育呢又很低的。
And I was thinking about why did God choose to have Jesus Christ born in a family that a lowly status and in a village or that is poor.
这个主的面貌又不是特别的英俊潇洒。
And Jesus Christ's appearance was not very handsome.
所以有很多人看到主耶稣啊，啊，知道他的背景啊，这个哦，乡村的那个什么乡巴佬了，那个哦，不要听他了。不可能，这个法利赛人某某人是什么学问，读了多少书啊，这个才要去听。
And many people may think that Jesus Christ is insignificant because of his lowly background. However, on the other hand, Pharisees who are well educated, they might be more inclined to listen to.
啊，所以到最后呢，这些人是弃绝神的，神的话了。
And in the end, these people have forsaken God's words.
啊，那没得到恩典。
And they were not able to receive blessings.
所以我们要谨慎啊，神常常借了一些真的我们看不起的一些人一些事啊，来教导我们。
So we must be wise and to open our eyes to what God wants to tell us.
我们看第三个无名的英雄。
Let's look at the third nameless hero.
啊，我们看这个十三节。
Chapter 5, verse 13.
十三节这里提到有一个南曼的仆人啊，跟他讲说啊，我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做呢？不做吗？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？
Verse 13. Naaman's servant went to him and said, My father, the prophet had told you to do some great thing. Would you not have done it? How much more than when he tells you, wash and be cleansed?
如果没有这个仆人在这里劝告他，用智慧来劝告他的话，那这个南曼元帅啊，真的就是不会去没得到神的恩典，也没办法认识神，就是空手的回去了。
So if Naaman's servants had not warned him and told him listen to Elisha's words, then he would not have been healed and would not have received God's blessing.
那我们看这个仆人是怎么跟他的主人说话，让他这个主人回心转意。
So now let us look at how his servants talked to Naaman and how were they able to change his mind.
首先呢，这个仆人可能跟这个主人相差了，这个年纪差不多相差了二三十年哦。
And they must have had a 20 to 30 year difference in age.
所以这个仆人说啊，我父啊，所以他这个主人可以做他父亲了。
Because the servant said my father, so this Naaman could have been his father's age.
他讲我父的时候啊，真的让我想起来，好像是一个小孩子啊，跟爸爸求东西。
So when the servant say my father, it made me think about a child who was asking their parent for something.
特别是啊，这个孩子啊，用很温柔的声音，好像撒娇的声音呢、在祈求。哎，那父母亲就会特别留意，哇，他喊我父亲啊，到底有什么话要说啊？就会比较贴，把耳朵啊贴。近一点。
So this servant was talking, made me think of a child asking their father, parent for something in a very nice and cute manner.
我相信这个仆人对他的主人说话应该是很温柔、很客气的。
And it was in a very gentle and polite way.
哦，我们相信我们都有体验呐、啊。有时候啊、如果有人呐、啊、用那个大声大叫、辱骂、藐视的声音跟我们讲话的时候，虽然他说的很对啊，可是呢，我们一听到这声音呢，耳朵马上说我不想听。
And we know that we may have encountered times when people yell at us or are telling us what to do in a very angry or in rude manner, our ears might automatically just close.
所以我们可以学习这个仆人，他用一种温柔啊、尊敬的、很亲密的这种声音呢、啊，跟别人在讲话。
So we must learn from the servant and to speak people in a gentle and very kind manner.
那下一句话说啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？这个句话真的是他很肯定他的主人的能力。
And in the second part, the servant said, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? And this tells us that he knew about his master's power.
我们向这个仆人学习，我们要去肯定人的所作所为啊，不要每次啊，只是没有看他做的好事，也没有看到他的能力，就是马上把他画的大叉叉，一文不值，那当然会使人反感的。
So we should learn from the servant and not judge people according too quickly, and however be confident about what they can do.
所以他肯定他主人说，主人啊，如果这个先知叫你做一件大事，你不会，难道你不会去做吗？你绝对做得成的啦。
And so the servant had a lot of confidence in his master that if the prophet had told him to do a great thing, he could have done it.
想想看，如果我们是南门元帅，听到有人说啊，你做这个，如果有人叫你做大事，你绝对做得成，那我们感觉如何？对啊，我会做得成啊。
And if we were Naaman and we heard that a person told us that we could do it, then we ourselves would think that we can.
那这个仆人下句话说啊，何况啊。他对你说啊，你去沐浴啊，而得洁净。
And in the last part, the servant tells him how much more than when he tells you wash and be cleaned.
哎，对哦，大事我都会做了，这个小事算什么嘛
？So we may think that, we can have already done the big things. This small task, we can do it.
哎，这只是一个洗澡沐浴七回，就进去七回就好了。
And this is just to have to wash yourselves in.Seven times.
很简单的事情。
And it's something that is very simple.
那如果连简单的事情都不会做的话，哎，真的，我自己会怀疑，我真的大事可以做吗？
And if we're not able to do this simple task, we would question ourselves that if we can do the big task.
啊，对啊，这个啊，做大事之前要把小事做好。那他就这个南门元帅哦，一个很理智的人，他想说，我去做。只有好处没有坏处啊，那就去做了。
So, Naaman eventually watched because he felt that if he was able to do the small task, then he could do whatever anything.
这个仆人真的很有智慧啊！一个气愤愤的人根本不想去理会伊丽莎，也不想去理会那使者所说的话，他竟然180度转变了。
And through the through his servants, Naaman was able to come back and do what Prophet Elisha wanted him to do.
我们放个书签在这里，我们来看这个箴言十五章的二十三节。
Let's turn to Proverbs 15.
十五章二十三节，箴言十五章二十三节。
Proverbs 15, verse 23.
箴言十五章二十三节。
Proverbs 15, verse 23.
口善应对啊，自觉喜乐。话何其实啊，何等美好。
23. A man finds joy in giving an apt reply, and how good is a timely word.
啊，这里真的提到说，真的，当一个人说有智慧的话，刚好恰当时候，恰当这个答案啊，正确答案啊，真的会使大家都很高兴。
And here it tells us that if a man is able to give a correct and reply, and then everybody would be happy.
那我们要像这个雅各书第一章的第五节到第七节所说的，我们要向神求智慧。
And we must ask in God for wisdom, as in James.
这个神圣经上告诉我们，神愿意给我们。
And in the Bible, it tells us that God is willing to give us.
因为神是个良善的神，他是希望我们可以得到好处，也让别人得到好处的神。
Because God is a merciful God, and He wants us to have good, just as He wants, yeah.
在雅各书第一章第五节到第七节告诉我们说，我们在祈求的时候，我们不要怀疑呀。
And in James chapter 5, it tells us that when we ask God for something, we must not doubt.
所以我们今天就讨论到这个南门元帅的里面的这个无名的英雄。
And so in 2 Kings chapter 5, we talked about the nameless heroes and Naaman's life.
这三个人真的在南蛮元帅生命里面扮演很重要的角色。
So these three people played very important roles in Naaman's life.
如果没有这小女子的话，南蛮元帅根本不会去以色列地去得到医治的。
Because without the young girl, then Naaman would never go to Israel to get healed.
而且他不会得到更大的恩典，就是认识这位真神。
And he would not receive the greater blessing, which is to know God.
可是如果这过程当中没有这个使者，以利沙的使者去跟他讲信息，那他来从老远跑来了，可是也没办法得到医治啊。
So if Elisha's messenger did not go to give the message to Naaman, then even though Naaman went all the way to Israel, he would not have received the message.
那如果没有这个南蛮元帅的仆人用智慧跟他讲的话，劝他转回，那南蛮元帅还是没法得到医治，也没法认识神。
So, and also Naaman's servant was not able to speak to him with wisdom, then Naaman would not have been healed and received God's blessings.
所以前面这个小女子，她是用爱心又好行为来为主做见证，这是我们今天需要的。
And this young girl used wisdom and love.
好行为。
Oh, good action and love.
爱心来做见证，还有信心来做见证。
And faith to testify for God.
那么这个仆这个以利沙使者是在传讲真理。
And Elisha's messenger spread the truth.
那还有他的仆人用智慧话语来劝他。
And Naaman's servant used words of wisdom to guide Naaman.
所以使这个以利沙呢才认识这位真神得到恩典。
And this allowed Naaman to come to know God.
想想看，如果我们是这三个人看到以利沙看到这个南蛮得到医治。
And if these three people saw or see that Naaman is able to be healed.
想看那小女子看到她主人，好了，有多么的喜乐啊。
If we think about this young girl who was able to see that Naaman was healed, what joy.
她想说，你看我的神真的，她心里说感谢神啊，我的神真的很伟大。
And she would thank God that to say that God is truly almighty.
这个南蛮自己在他国家里面不知道找多少医生，拜了多少这个偶像都没有用，只有这个神能救他。
And Naaman may have gone to many doctors and to get healed, but all of this was in vain. And
那你看那个以利沙的使者啊，看他回到这个以利沙前面，病好了。
And Elisha's messenger would have seen Naaman who came to Elisha and to see that he was completely healed.
我看那个以利沙的使者啊，看到两个神迹啊。
So Elisha's messenger saw two miracles.
第一，看到这个以利沙的病好了，就像他所传的信息一样。
And he was able to see that Naaman was healed.
第二呢，他看到更大的神迹就是这个南蛮的态度啊，这个人啊，完全180度的改变了，变得很谦卑，变得真的对神很有信心。
And he also saw that the transformation in Naaman's attitude to have faith and love towards God.
那这个仆人呢？这个南蛮元帅的仆人看到他的主人病好了，对哦，这个神真的很伟大哦，看到我仆人这个麻风病好了，感谢主啊，以后啊。我就不用怕他说每次跟他在一起怕那个传染病传过来。
So Naaman's servants must have been seen the miracle and saw the true God, and also they would no longer be afraid of having Naaman's illness infecting them.
所以因为这个南蛮元帅一个人得到神的恩典而改变了，使他周围的人都很快乐。
So because of Naaman's healing and his transformation, and the people around him were also able to receive God's blessing.
所以我们想想看，我们其实今天可以成为这个以色列小女子、以利沙的使者，或是这个南蛮元帅的这个仆人
So today we can be like the young girl, or Elisha's messenger, or Naaman's servant.
只差那个一句话我们就可以把这个人呢来到神面前得到恩典。
And with just a few words, we'll be able to have people come to God.
所以当我们的朋友亲戚得到恩典 我相信我们自己呢也是会很快乐的。
So if our friends and families are able to receive God's blessing, I believe that we ourselves will be very joyful.
而且我们会更加肯定啊，真的神就是这么伟大，就像圣经上所说的。
And we would have even more confidence in the power of God.
啊，所以让我们大家一同来做个无名英雄吧。
So let us all be nameless heroes.
虽然呢在圣经上没有提到他名字，可是这些人所作所为啊神都知道，而且神都知道他们是谁。
So even though they may be nameless in the Bible, but God knows their actions and remembers them.
我们一同来唱赞美诗。
Let us sing hymn.
283首。
Hymn 283.